A bailout for farmers is also about to expire. Federal bank regulators stepped in after the failure of New Frontier Bank. You may recall our reports on this Colorado bank on which many farm businesses depended. Since that failure, the government has been paying to feed and, in some cases, milk thousands of cows. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC reports.
Farming is a capital-intensive business. Just ask Chris Kraft.
Go ahead, hop up.
He's dangling off a ladder on a huge tractor called a forage harvester. This $500,000 beast will gobble through 8 rows of corn at a time. It chops it up finely, stalk, ear, and all, into feed for Kraft's dairy cows.
So yeah, takes a lot of machinery and a lot of man hours.
So this spring, when milk prices plummeted and Kraft's bank, New Frontier, collapsed, everything here began to teeter. The line of credit Kraft relies on to pay for all of this equipment was in limbo.
I would say this is, in my lifetime anyway, it's been the toughest business year we've ever had.
About $800 million of New Frontier's $2 billion portfolio was tied up in massive ag loans to farmers like Chris Kraft. Federal regulators say it's one of the biggest ag bank failures, at least in recent history, and it's posed some equally enormous logistical problems. Take Kraft, for instance. He has 5,000 dairy cows on this farm, and all need to be fed and milked. John Stulp is Colorado's agriculture commissioner.
You can't just shut her down overnight and then start her back up at another time.
He points out it's not like closing down a commercial store that sells widgets.
This was an operation that dealt with living organisms, dairy cows for the most part, that need to be cared for on a daily basis, need to be milked on a daily basis.
So the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has been footing the bill for this over the past few months. And that's what's made this failure so unique among the 90 or so other bank failures FDIC has managed this year. Gary Siebenforcher is heading up the New Frontier acquisition for the agency.
When we came in here, we committed that we would not allow animals to starve or be mistreated. I mean, we have actually advanced millions of dollars feeding these cattle.
Like $35 million and counting. But the FDIC is not a bank. Their mission, he says, is to come in and efficiently shut down failed banks and sell their loans and bundles as quickly as possible. The clock is ticking, though. The agency has warned its pot of money that pays for bank failures is dwindling. That said, Gary Siebenforcher says he's making sure that the loans are sold to investors with experience in agriculture. And most of the new investors, he predicts, will hold on to the loans until the economy rebounds. After all, they're buying them at a bargain price.
No one's going to make rash decisions in a downtime.
That's what farmers like Chris Kraft are counting on. His loan was bought at an auction at the end of the summer, and he says he's negotiating with the new owners and hoping to stay in business.
God hasn't let us down yet. And I don't think he will. But there's other people that are going to have struggles trying to get this thing sorted out.
Indeed, at least 4 other dairies that had loans with New Frontier have filed for bankruptcy. Some of their cows have been sent to slaughter. Ag officials expect other farms will see their operations significantly downsized. They say the full effects of the fallout of New Frontier won't be known for some time. But for now, it's a huge economic setback for a region that had been one of the most productive farming areas in the United States. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler.